This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
For the last 2 years, there's been a lot of hand-wringing about a rise in mental health issues among teenagers. Now, a group of Illinois teens is taking the lead in trying to hold schools accountable for making things better. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Serena Tucker just graduated from St. Charles East High School in the western suburbs. She says she got a great education and did well in her classes. But she says her wealthy school district didn't provide much in terms of mental health services.
It's become normalized, honestly, like the idea that like students suffer with mental health, whether it be like a diagnosed illness or just a lot of stress and anxiety.
Federal data showed that more than a third of high school students reported experiencing poor mental health in 2021. Overall, 44% of students reported feeling persistently sad or hopeless over the year. Serena was part of the State Board of Education student panel. They wanted to push schools to do a better job helping students. So they proposed adding a question to a state survey that asks, "Do you feel your school supports your mental health?" Students could rate their schools from strongly supportive to not supportive. The results would appear on each school's state report card.
We were trying to figure out like why, like what makes a school value what it does. And a lot of the times those things correlate to what they're publicly evaluated on. And so mental health wasn't something that like a lot of schools are evaluated on.
Another student advisory council member, Leo Kruger, says the group was struck by how common the need for mental health services was in all parts of the state. He's graduating from downstate Vandalia Community High School.
It just was so apparent that this is an issue that hits every socioeconomic, every demographic, every geographic, you know? This is something that is a true issue in every school, every student in this entire state.
He thinks his school actually does a good job in addressing student mental health through things like peer mentor programs and regular check-ins from counselors, but he knows that's unique.
A common theme that we found was just there's nothing making or forcing schools to create things that are going to help their students when it comes to mental health. And there's no statistics. There's not a streamlined data source across the state that we can refer to see, oh, what are these schools doing? And, you know, what are we lacking in?
Leo knows that sometimes kids can get surveyed out. They're asked to fill out many each year. But he hopes that adding a mental health question to the survey known as the Five Essentials will eliminate the need for others. The students proposed this to the Board of Education earlier this spring, and it was welcomed by State Superintendent Dr. Carmen Ayala.
It's something that is very doable. We have had other questions in the past that were added for some data collection. I think it's a great idea because it's something that is already in place, and we're not adding another survey.
Serena likes that the information will show up on the state report card. She says schools care about the image they project, like being known as a high-achieving school.
So if schools don't score well, you know, it's not fair just to, like, publicize this bad score report. We should give them options of how they can increase, like, and how they can help improve their students' mental health.
The students identified an online platform called Safe to Help, where schools have free access to a hotline and coping strategies. The State Board of Education says it intends to add the mental health question to the survey for the upcoming school year. The students know it won't be groundbreaking, but they consider the additional question a foot in the door. They hope it will hold schools accountable. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.